2 Corinthians chapter 5. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you would please stand for the reading of God's Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to be starting in verse number 14. The Bible says in verse number 14, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord, an opportunity to meet in your house, Lord. I pray you just please help me, Lord, and preach through me, Lord. And just help me to read this right, Lord, and just give it how you gave it to me. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you. All right. 2 Corinthians 5 and it's verse 14. The name of my message is going to be Being Good Ambassadors for Christ. And I want to see three main points right here. First off, I want to see the reason we should be good ambassadors for Christ. Verse 14 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." And that word constraineth, to constrain, is just to hold tightly. And I'm glad his love holds me tightly. Even when I've wandered from him, he's held me tightly in his love. And I just thank the Lord for never leaving me. It also said, "Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more." Let's see here. All right. Verse 17. Yeah. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." I see the reason why we should be good ambassadors for Christ. Let's just skip over real quick the last verse in chapter verse 21. Here's another reason why we should be good ambassadors for Christ. It says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." And that's the first thing I see is the reason. And I'm going to be taking my main thought out of verse 20, but I'm going to just give you some things leading up to it. My second thing will be the reconciliation. Verses 18 and 19 says, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." And I want to see my third thing, and this is really where I'm going to be keeping all my time. It's the responsibility. Verse 20, I see we have a responsibility. It says, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Now I want to see this word right here. It says, "Now then we are." If I can see anything in this verse, it's that we are ambassadors for Christ. When we get saved, we become ambassadors for Christ. We don't have a choice about the matter, but one thing we do have a choice about is that, hey, if we're going to be ambassadors, we might as well be good ambassadors, because he died on the cross for us. And I'm just going to read you the definition of an ambassador: is a person who acts as a representative or promoter of a specific activity. And we are ambassadors. You know, an ambassador in this world, if I was an ambassador from America, they'll say, I don't know, Russia. If I was an ambassador of Russia from America, I would be there on America's behalf and on President Donald Trump's behalf. And we're in this world on Christ's behalf, on heaven's behalf, and we are ambassadors for Christ. And now we have the choice if we want to be good ambassadors for Christ. And you know, I just, I just want to give you this. This kind of goes along with it, but I just like this. I think about the embassy. You know, the embassy, if I was in the American embassy in Russia, if I was in that embassy, I'd be on American soil, whether I'm in Russia. Now, if you look at a map and you see Russia, you're not going to see a little bitty piece of America, but that's still American soil. And I think of the church as the embassy tonight. I think that whenever we're here, it's like we're in heaven. I think it's a place to get away. I feel like that this is our place where we can communicate to God, just like if you're in an embassy, and I'm an ambassador, that's where I communicate to the presidents in the embassy, and we come here to communicate to God. This is our embassy. And the reason why we have to have ambassadors is to send the message from the president to the foreign country. And I see these sinners, they're all foreigners, because we're saved, and they're not. They're all foreigners to us. And we have a president, Christ Jesus. He needs to be the president, not the resident. We have a president that he's wanting us to give the message of him to them, and we need to give that message so they can have the hope of Christ in their lives and so they can go to heaven. And I just want to give you a couple of things. I just want to give you some characteristics of a good ambassador. A good ambassador needs to be real. You know, Brother Jeff, I used to be in his Sunday school class, and he always did this example about like a dollar bill. He said this one thing, if I can remember it correct. If you hold up a dollar bill to the light, you can see like some kind of seal or something, and that tells you it's real. You know, this world's looking at us, and they know the Bible a little bit. They know what we believe, and when we don't live what we believe, they hold us up to that light, and they say, well, this ain't real. This ain't real. He ain't real. We need to be real. And next, we need to be reliable ambassadors. Now, I'm just going to use John as an example. You know, if John's a real ambassador of Russia, let's just pretend he's a real ambassador, and Donald Trump calls and he's like, where's Jonathan? I have an important message you need to get to Russia. And John's somewhere in a corner eating a hot dog, you know, that can't be found. You know, that's not being reliable. He needs to be in his spot doing what he needs to do. And no offense, John, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all of us. But third thing, we need to be respectful. And then the fourth thing, we need to be ready. We need to be, that word ready means fully prepared. We need to be fully prepared as ambassadors. If somebody comes to us and asks about the gospel, we don't need to be like, let me go get my parents, or let me go get my pastor, or let me look it up. We need to be ready and prepared. We also need to be resilient. That word resilient means able to withstand or recover quickly from. And you know, we really need to have some resilient ambassadors, because there's some people you could like give a mean look to them and they'll be out of church. I'm not kidding. We need to be resilient. We need to be resistant. The word resistant means to resist something. We need to resist the devil. And next, we need to be right. The word right means morally good, justified, and acceptable. We need to be right. We also need to be receptive. That word receptive means able to listen. And if an ambassador is not listening to the president, then he ain't got a message. And we're ambassadors for Christ. If we're not listening to him, what message do we have? We don't have one. And I want to also say we need to be relentless. That word relentless means constant, not giving up. If we had some relentless ambassadors, you know, there's no telling how many will be getting saved and in the churches. Somebody that says, I'm not going to give up. My neighbor's going to get saved. I'm going to show him that God is real, and I'm going to keep inviting him until he gets saved. We need some relentless people. You know, I go back to that, we need some real ambassadors. I'm being honest with you, there's people that are coming in here in their dress clothes, and they're singing, oh, how I love Jesus, but they're going in the world and not acting like that. I know I'm using a lot of examples, just forgive me, but if I was a real ambassador, and I'm in Russia, you know, I'm supposed to be living like an American, I'm not supposed to be living like a Russian. I'm supposed to be over there living like an American. I'm supposed to be telling them how good America is. I'm supposed to be telling them how good my president is. But no, what are we doing? We're going and we're in the embassy and we're acting like American. Then we walk out of the embassy. We take off our dress clothes and we strip half naked. And then we over here cussing like the world. We need to get right with God and be good ambassadors. Yeah. I just want to give you a couple more things and I'll be done. And you know, an ambassador I know I use a lot of examples. I'm sorry. I don't normally do this. But if I'm an ambassador, I've probably said that like 8 times. But if I'm an ambassador and I'm in a different country and my president has a message for me, it's probably important. Or I wouldn't have a job as an ambassador. Our God has an important message, and it's that he can save sinners, and we need to be passing that message along. Let's see here. I just want to give you one more thing and I'm done. If an ambassador, I just want to tell you this and I'll be done. If an ambassador is going around, say I'm an ambassador to Russia, I'm getting on y'all's nerves. I can tell, keep saying that, but it's okay. If I'm an ambassador somewhere and I'm over here, man, America's so good, preacher. Donald Trump's so good. I don't normally walk around. This is probably the first time, but America's so good, preacher. I'm not kidding. Donald Trump's so good. I'm not kidding, man. I just love America. I love the American way. I love eating hot dogs and hamburgers and 4th of July, all that good stuff, the American flag. But then whenever I'm not in the embassy and I'm talking to somebody and I'm out in, say, you know, the foreign country and I'm walking around and let's just say I'm in some kind of country that, like, has Muslims in it. If I'm putting on facial masks and I'm running around with a gun going Hawk Nut Manali, how is that, you know, how is that telling people that I love America if I'm like acting like the foreign people? We need to act like a Christian. I'm not kidding. I'm just going to read my points again and I'll be done. The characteristics we should have as a good ambassador, we need to be real, we need to be reliable, we need to be respectful, we need to be ready, we need to be resilient, we need to be resistant, we need to be right, we need to be receptive, and we need to be relentless. And my three main points was the reason why we should be good ambassadors, the reconciliation that made us ambassadors, and the responsibility of the ambassador. And I'm done. Thank you for the opportunity.